is Free Talk Live. We are launching into hour number two of the show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We continue with your phone calls. Let's talk to Jeff in Nevada. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to talk about a couple of court cases. And first of all, I agree with what you guys are saying. You know, I tell you, there becomes a point in time when someone has to do something, and if their rights are being violated to that extreme. There was a case up in Massachusetts. It was Amy Carter and Abby Hoffman, and a Massachusetts jury accepted a defense of necessity that it was necessary for Amy Carter and Abby Hoffman to violate the law to prevent far greater violations of law by the CIA. And this stems from the CIA recruiting students on college campuses. And so they were found not guilty, even though they broke the law.
What law did they break exactly?
I think it had to do with some trespassing and some other things that happened. I don't think it was a widely known case, but the Massachusetts jury accepted their defense that it was necessary for them to break the law to prevent, again, greater violations of law by the CIA. But I think the more important case is the Socialist Worker Party versus the Attorney General, guys. And I can't stress how important it is. It resulted in an unprecedented judgment in favor of the Socialist Worker Party and the Young Socialist Alliance against the FBI. And what happened, the court's opinions which led to that judgment was carefully and thoughtfully, basically directed toward the law. The court thoroughly examined the FBI's intrusions and political system, you know, of our nation, and the FBI's activity, as they put it, was patently unconstitutional, was without statute or regulatory authority, and the decision stands as a vindication of the First and Fourth Amendments of the Socialist Worker Party and the Young Socialist Alliance. And the court rejected the government's argument holding that certain political beliefs and encouraging political advocacy are basis for, you know, a government investigation. But finally, what happened in this case was, I think there was around 10 government agencies that filed affidavits with the court, several arguing strenuously, I might add, that national security would adversely be affected if they granted an injunction. Well, these affidavits were filed by the CIA, the FBI, Secret Service, and other agencies, even the DIA, I think.
Now, the case you're talking about, Jeff, is pretty old, right?
Yeah, well, it's not that old. They relied on the same national security argument, which is what they're doing today, and the court basically...
Yeah, but today they're getting away with it, right? I mean, these were like in the 1970s, isn't that right?
Well, on August the 17th, 1987...
87, okay.
Yeah, 87, the federal judge issued a broad injunction barring the government agencies from any type activity targeting people like this today. So my point is this. If this injunction, according to what I'm reading, is barring government agencies from using these type of activities, then if this is happening to someone, they should get this court order and have this court order enforced. In other words, file some kind of a complaint or motion with any district that you're in and state that they are in violation of this injunction.
Yeah, if you think you can fix the system by using the system, then it's probably worth, you know, giving that a shot. I don't believe that will fix anything personally. And
yeah, I've lost a lot of faith in our court system, Jeff. I, you know, after the We the People situation with the Supreme Court, are you familiar with that case?
What is that case?
It's We the People against, I don't know, I can't remember.
I am familiar with that case.
Where they, essentially, they're asking for the right to petition for redress of grievances to be defined by the U.S. Supreme Court, you know, the body that defines the Constitution. They're asking them to define the Constitution. And Yeah, they decided, no, we're not going to define the Constitution. It's already been defined by lower courts, which wasn't so. I mean, any layman can... read that and
say,
oh,
guys,
that's not
the same.
I think
it depends on the judge that you get. That, with, you know, if someone files to
sure
enforce
does.
enforce this injunction, I do believe that there are federal judges that would enforce this injunction.
But wait, but now what does that mean? I mean, when you say is the federal judge is going to enforce the injunction, I mean, we've already seen that these federal government people, they break their own rules all the time. They already have a set of rules they're supposed to be going by and operating by. And we saw last week, that the FBI's, the Government Accountability Office, they vetted the FBI again, and they found that again, the next, 2 years in a row or several years in a row, they had been violating their own protocols on the national security letters, and the FBI said what they said the year before. They said, well, that was before we put in our new rules, and now we're going to be good little boys. So there's no punishment that came down, even though they were found to have been breaking their own rules. They never actually did anything to them. So it's one thing for the court to say they should stop doing something. It's another thing for something to be done about it, and I don't think anything's ever been done about it.
Well, I think you're right. I think, from this point, the Senate Intelligence Committee, the House Intelligence Committee, well, the federal judiciary as well as Congress has already condemned a lot of these things that they're doing, and yet,
but they're still
even
doing.
Though they're unlawful and unconstitutional, they're still being done.
Thank you for the call tonight, Jeff. You're absolutely right. 800-259-9231.
I don't know what to do about it. I have lost faith in our judicial system. It was the last branch of government that I thought that I might have some faith in. And, so now, as far as I'm concerned, the only hope is to break up this country that I love and, for New Hampshire and other states to just secede from the Union.
Do you love the country or do you love the freedom? The ideas behind the country.
I love the ideas behind the country.
Yeah, it's a difference. 1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can comment on that or bring up whatever's on your mind. But when you've got a situation where the government, basically what we have here in America is the government was originally formed to have these checks and balances. The three different departments were supposed to check and balance one another. And that's what they taught me in government school, at least.
Yeah, that's the PR.
Pretty sure most people are aware of the idea of checks and balances. Of course, there was a fourth branch of government, that was the people, and they were supposed to be...
Unfortunately, they didn't mention that part in the Constitution.
Right, the fourth... Well, I don't know. Juries, I would think, are mentioned in the Constitution. I'm not positive,
though. Well, and the, if you read the 10th Amendment, it does say that the powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution nor prohibited to it by the states are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. But they're not really mentioned as a branch of the United States government.
That's true. But the purpose was, the original idea was that if the legislature passed through an onerous, awful law, and it was enacted by the executive branch, and it was defended by the judicial branch, it was upheld by the judicial branch, then it was the people in the form of the jury that was to reject those laws, those bad laws that harmed them or harmed their family members or friends, mm-hmm. through the process of jury nullification, which we've talked about on this show, and it's still legitimate today. You can You can still nullify. If you're on a jury, you can vote based on how you feel about the law, not on the facts of the case. So if it's a bad law, you can vote not guilty if you don't want to see that person get put away. That's still legitimate today. It's just they won't ever tell you that. They don't want to talk about it. They don't want it mentioned in their courtrooms. And, in fact, there's been almost a conspiracy. I guess you could call it a conspiracy for decades where the government courts are trying to actively keep people from finding out they have the right to judge the law itself. So because the people have been essentially they've been completely
blinded.
Yeah, I guess blinded is a fine word. They've certainly, they're not paying attention. They don't know what their rights are. So because the people are ignorant, they are effectively no longer the fourth branch. And so you only have the three branches of government, and they're all working together.
You're never going to have ignorance and freedom together. You can't have both.
So
not with a government.
All three branches of government at this point are backing each other up. I mean, 99% of the time, now and then, they'll make it seem like they disagree with one another on something.
It's just people vying for power.
Yeah, most all the time, they are in agreement. And in those instances where you do get a court decision like Jeff was talking about, where the courts say, you executive guys, you've been naughty. Well, nothing happens. Nothing changes.
Where's the trial?
Right?
Where's the hanging?
The executive branch, then they usually double back and they say, oh, we're so sorry. We didn't, what were we thinking? And then they say, oh, well, we'll just restructure. Give us another $1 billion and we'll reorganize the organization.
Mm-hmm.
And trust us, we'll get it right next time. And then, your freedoms continue to just fly down the drain. That's what's happening here. Government is working together with itself to promote itself and increase its power and destroy freedom. And there's only one thing that we can do to stop it, and that's stop participating.
Does your family think your beliefs are crazy? Do you experience a nagging sense of worry that the world is becoming less free? Do you feel withdrawn or politically alienated from liberal and conservative friends? You are not alone. Statism hurts. IHS Summer Seminars can help. Visit libertarianseminars.com for more information on a happier future. This summer, the Institute for Humane Studies will be holding 14 seminars on liberty and libertarian thought at locations across the country. If you're a college student or recent graduate and interested in thoughtful discussion and challenging lectures, we want you to attend. Find out more at libertarianseminars.com. The deadline to apply is March 31st.
Available seminars include Liberty and Society and The Tradition of Liberty, Advanced Studies. Register online now at libertarianseminars.com.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll-free 800-259-9231. Sickles CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And Mark. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. The features include live streams, broadband version of the show, and a dial-up version, both free for you. freetalklive.com. Attention, libertarians. This summer, the Institute for Humane Studies will be holding 14 seminars on liberty and libertarian thought at locations across the country. If you're a college student or recent graduate and interested in thoughtful discussion and challenging lectures, we want you to attend. Participation is free. Apply by March 31st. Find out more at libertarianseminars.com. That's libertarianseminars.com.
Yeah, I get the impression it's sort of the age group they're looking for, when they say recent graduates and college students.
There you go. 1-800-259-9231. I think what I said before the break there deserves a little bit more explanation. I was short on time, obviously didn't have time to get into it. But we're talking about this dire situation that we face in this country, and people all around the world are facing similar situations where government, which at least in the so-called free world, has been established purportedly on a consensual basis in order to protect your rights, has gotten to the point where, of course it's always been this way, it's just more noticeable now, it continues to just feed upon itself, grow itself, and there are no boundaries. As we said before, with the even on your local levels, the regulations will never stop coming. The taxes will never stop increasing. There is no end point to all this.
Yeah.
And so one government agency or one branch of government's backing up another branch of government is backing up another branch, and there's no... there's virtually no dissent going on within the government itself, and we've seen all of the efforts over all these decades, at least the last three decades, when the libertarian movement has been in form, has really had virtually no effect on actually turning around the government, which is its purported goals, is to, turn the government around and go get to a constitutionally sized federal government, and that way we can all be a lot more free than we are today. Well, it just hasn't worked, and... there's no evidence that shows that it is going to work anytime soon. So the definition of insanity, of course, being that if you're doing something and getting results you don't want.
Right. Doing the same thing over and over again. You can't expecting different results.
Yeah. Change what you're doing. If you want to get some different results, you have to change how you're approaching the situation. And so that's what we're doing here in New Hampshire. We are changing how the situation is approached. People that love liberty are all coalescing into one place, and they're getting active. Now, there are still people that are getting active politically, and to be fair to them, they are having success. They are having success unlike anyone else is having success anywhere in this country politically, but even so, it's still not a whole lot quite yet.
Well, there were some more successes yesterday with the town's votes. Yeah, there were.
That's good.
Apparently, Grafton had some real success. Grafton's sort of the Free Town Project here, so named by its participants, not by the Free State Project. They had some success shooting down all kinds of tax provisions.
Did they get rid of the zoning board or whatever, the planning board?
I don't know. I did not see that in an email from Bob Hull.
They don't have zoning, but they do have a planning board. So I know they were trying to get rid of that.
Yeah.
You know, Wayne, if they did?
I do believe that they didn't.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, again, this is a slow
process.
Entire
board would be a difficult thing.
And let's be fair, also, the Free State Project has only just begun, too. So there's a very small percentage of the Free State Project has actually moved to New Hampshire at this point. So the ball is just getting rolling. But still, it is my belief that it is going to be the market-based action that is going to be the most successful. It is going to be the lack of consent amongst at least a significant percentage. When I say that, I mean 5%. Having 5% of the people in one area just simply refuse to participate with the government, refuse to send it their money, refuse to obey its strictures, and just live their lives as they see fit, so long as they aren't harming other people, I think people massively opting out of the system is going to bring change a whole lot faster than this arduously slow and inefficient political methods that we've been trying for the last several decades. That's what I mean when I say no longer participating in the system.
The political methods to me seem like it seems like a place that I can work. There's a system
familiar
out there, and we're getting when you think of the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, they're we've got the framework to really kick things in gear here, and I think that we can have some success in the political arena, not just the whatever market-based or civil disobedience or anything like that.
Well, I see a combination being probably very successful, and we're going to be the only place in the country that has a combination of that going on. We're going to have the best people doing political activism. We're going to have some amazing market-based activism happening here. And combined together, I think that we might actually have some success. But even without the political activism, the market-based activism is certainly going to be more effective, I believe, in the long run. I think it's been very effective so far, and there's been very little of it at this point. It's going to be very interesting to see, for instance, how the government people respond coming up on the 19th. Here in Keene, where we're doing the show from, we're going to be having a little event called Freedom Fest. And part of Freedom Fest this time around, we did one last year, and the point of the event was to reach out to people and introduce them to liberty. And that will still be the purpose of the event. But also, going on this year, we'll have gambling. Now, in case you don't know, gambling in most places in the country, well, that could be down the line, Mark.
Okay.
You work on that for the next one. How about that?
It's going to get me in big trouble, I can assure you.
So,
there's
gambling,
a showgirl out there that does not think that's very interesting.
Here in New Hampshire and around the country in most places is against the law. Why is it against the law? Well, one could argue that the government wants to have the monopoly over it. The government and its friends in industry like dog tracks.
One could argue pretty darn successfully, considering that the lotto is run entirely by the government, and they get all the benefits.
So there's probably going to be a poker game going on. There's probably going to be some dice being rolled. There might even be a raffle happening where 50% of the benefits will go to charity.
Raffling.
The raffle.
What's become of this country?
Right, and no one's going to be asking permission. Because you can get a raffle permit here in New Hampshire, but that means you have to go and beg the government for permission.
We don't need your stinking permission.
To do the raffle. So people are going to be gambling without asking the government's permission. And so it'll be interesting to see what happens. Because I personally would like to have them just leave us alone. And then that would be a real indictment against their how effective they are at enforcing their laws when just a handful of people are breaking them publicly.
Yeah, I think that they likely will leave you alone. They can't really benefit by coming out and getting you.
But they went after the VFW.
But
talk about bad PR.
When you look at strategy, it's much better to go after people that aren't expecting you to come after them. I mean, you're out there saying, "Come and get us, coppers. We're gambling. Look at us with our here's a penny. I'm gambling."
We're gonna start with pennies, move up to dollars during the summertime.
You won't gamble with a dollar.
Well, I'm not going to be gambling.
Rip that thing in half trying to get it out of his fingers. I mean, no way is he gonna gamble with a dollar. No, it'd be walking into your trap. That's what you want them to do. They don't know why you
That's
want.
That's not
them
what
to
I
do.
Want. I want them to leave us alone.
But you're setting it.
Some of the people gambling might want to get arrested, in which case, who knows? They might get what they're wanting. I don't know what they want, but what I want is for them to leave us alone, which I think will send a message. Either way, it'll send a message. If they leave us alone, it'll send a message that their laws are impotent. And if they arrest the gamblers, then it'll send a message that, this is just a group of thugs and they're violent and they're going to enforce their way on us with their guns and their badges and their uniforms, and they're evil. And so we'll see what they choose, because it's up to them. It really is. We're going to act like we're free people, and we're going to see if we're allowed to be free by the violent people in government. 800-259-9231. It's free talk.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM-FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT-160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 to order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT-160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look.
and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the sacrowedgesacral stabilizer. One satisfied user states, "I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle." Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct the muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the sacrowedgie under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the sacrowedgie at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains.
Order your sacrowedgie now and get a free instructional DVD. Just call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Or visit sacrowedgie.com. That's sacrowedgy.com.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything toll-free. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features for free, so enjoy those on us. And those features, by the way, include the bulletin board system. We've got over 340,000 posts. Lots to talk about, serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all for free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
You can lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without permanently changing your diet. Check out this amazing doctor-recommended product. Go to ftldiscount.com. You can read some real testimonials there, and you find out how to order. That's FTLDiscount.com.
We go to your phone calls. We'll continue talking about disobedience here in a bit. But first, let's talk to Fred in Kalispell, listening on KGEZ. Hello, Fred.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you?
What's on your mind?
Hey, newspapers were also considered the fourth branch of government because they're supposed to be the watchdogs of these clowns. But the newspapers got in bed with the clowns.
Sure did.
So now, yeah, nobody watching the hen house. Or from the Fox.
Except for the internet.
Yeah.
People on the internet are doing it now.
I was in federal court back in September. And the federal judge says, they're not going to mention any names or where it was at. The federal judge says to me, I was picked for two voyeur processes. Because they're having two trials. There were 60 people sitting in the audience, you know, waiting to get called to go for the, you know, for the voyeur process. And the judge said to me, number one, he says, are you going to follow my rules as I interpret the law? And I says, no, I will not follow your rules as you interpret the law. I believe in the fully informed jury.
And you're done for.
About it, you know. So the second trial, you know, came up, and I got picked again for the voyeur process. And I see asking the same question. I gave him the same answer. See, a lot of people were afraid to challenge these federal judges.
Why were you still there? Why didn't they boot you right out the door at that point?
I didn't get on jury duty.
Right. So I guess that's why people are scared of standing up, because they know what's going to happen if you do. You're not going to make it.
Well, I really didn't care. I wasn't talking to the judge. I was talking to the 60 people who were in that room.
Yeah, good for you.
I was trying to educate them. We don't have to follow this crap from these judges. One more point, I'll let you go.
Yes, sir.
A Supreme Court ruling down in Wyoming, there was a gentleman by the name of Frank Robbins. He had 100,000-acre land, and the BLM kept on coming on his property. They had no easement to come on his property.
That's the Bureau of Land Management, yep.
The BLM, the Bureau of Land Management, they kept on coming on his property without his permission. So he finally got mad, and they finally started to come in. They started to retaliate him. But anyway, he had them arrested under the RICO laws for intimidation.
I can't imagine how that was successful. Who arrested him?
Who arrested the
Bureau of Land Management officials. Who?
I'm not sure who arrested them. But anyway, okay. They had to go to court. And this was in the Supreme Court, the Federal Supreme Court. The Federal Supreme Court ruled against Frank Robbins, and their reasoning was that they had to let Frank Robbins win. And this guy had two Harvard lawyers as his two top Harvard lawyers, as his agents dealing with the Supreme Court. And they actually came out and said if they had a rule in favor of Frank Robbins, it would have stopped all private property owners from allowing government employees on their property.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. You lost me for a moment there. You're saying that if they ruled against the guy that the Bureau of Land Management was after, or if they ruled in favor of that guy, then that would mean the Bureau of Land Management would be effectively useless.
If they ruled in favor of Frank Robbins, who was the guy who owned the land, against the BLM, then that means that all property owners in the United States could all stop the Bureau of Land Management from coming on your property.
So in the interest of the government,
the BLM against Frank Robbins.
Because of the interests of the government, and this is something that the courts have said in various different cases, because of the exigency of the necessity of government to be able to do what it does, that it's going to go ahead and overrule property rights or overrule your right to do whatever.
Dilly squat. Yep. More or less what they said.
Yep.
Well, this guy had a big ranch, 100,000-acre ranch.
That's huge.
It was in the courts last June. Because I heard him on the radio. I first heard about him on a talk show here, locally. Then I went to the Supreme Court, and I followed him all the way through the Supreme Court.
Wow.
His name was Frank Robbins. He's in Wyoming. You can pull up his case and read it.
I believe you. Totally believe you. There's other cases out there like that. And as always, Fred, thank you for the call tonight.
Have a good day, sir.
Yes, sir. 1-800-259-9231. It's where the government decides that the government just has such a great interest in preserving what it wants that your rights just don't matter anymore. And there have been several cases very similar. Your rights don't matter if the government claims that it has a pressing need.
Essentially, the way it operates here in this country is it's so much like serfdom. People think I'm crazy when I use this terminology, but it really is like serfdom.
They just don't want to admit it. That's
the government owns the land, except that you own the land and you have a certain amount. It's like you're a vassal to the government. Their need and desire over your land is more important. So if they want to, in the case of New London, Connecticut, what was it?
Kelo?
Kelo, yeah. Kelo versus New London. There, the Supreme Court ruled that, in fact, New London, Connecticut, had the right to tear down this neighborhood of New London, and in New London. What was the neighborhood called? Like
Fort Trumbull?
Fort Trumbull area, right. They had the right to tear it down and build a big, huge office building for Pfizer. They gave the land to Pfizer Corporation, the pharmaceutical company. Well, that's not right. But the government said, "Oh well, you can go ahead and do it." And
the Supreme Court said
it's essentially like you own your land, but only if the government doesn't want to own it instead. You own your land as long as you pay your dues, tribute to the government, that whether it's local or state, and usually both when it comes to property rights, and as long as some other government agency doesn't want to come along and take it.
There used to be a saying in this country. It went like this. They'd say, millions for charity, but not a penny for tribute. That's what they used to say.
They don't say that anymore.
Yeah. Because they don't know what tribute means anymore, because they're paying it every day and not realizing it.
Not only can they take your property, but they can also take your freedom away if you don't bow down to their supposed authority and all their asinine rules. They're going to put you in a jail cell. And again, if you have to bow down to their rules, then you aren't really free to begin with.
That's right. They own
you.
Yep, you're conscribed vassal to the king.
And that
you'd be lucky if you were in fact a vassal. You're actually a serf because, you know, it's the other sorts of government agencies that are, you know, attached to this government. So the state government's a vassal, the federal government, the local governments are vassals of the state government. The county commissioners, they're vassals of the local government, and then you are just the serfs.
But it's only that way because we put up with it. It's what I think Gene was saying last night, Gene the Christian Anarchist, saying that people get the government they deserve. It wouldn't be like this if people would stop obeying, if people would just decide to claim their liberty again and just disobey the bad laws that they disagree with. So many laws are bad. In fact, probably 99% of them. The only laws that we need is just one that says, do no harm. Mm-hmm. Do no harm. You don't even have to say to another person or their property, just do no harm. But no, we have tomes and tomes and tomes of legislation outlining all these different possible scenarios and these different things that we could possibly do wrong, and it's just such a mess. But the only reason it continues is because people have been brainwashed to believe that A, they need this authoritarian model of government, and B, that they can't say no. They're too afraid. They're frightened to death of losing their comfortable cell and being put into a not-so-comfortable cell. That's what the problem is. Because we all live in a big prison, basically, right now. It's just that they'll put you in a tinier cell if you decide you want to disobey them. But the point is, what I'm trying to say here is if more people disobeyed, they wouldn't be able to get away with this crap anymore. If more business owners were like the guy that we talked to a couple weeks ago, Wounded Rig, the boat shop owner, that had a smoke-in at his boat shop in Illinois. Not even a bar, but he decided he was going to go and violate this new stupid smoking ban because he believes that it's his property and that he should be able to do what he wants on his property. So he did it, and they backed down. He was the only one doing it, and they backed down. What happens when five businesses do it?
For 5 million.
Well, that would be really nice, but let's start small, Wayne. I mean, let's be realistic. It doesn't. I don't think it will take a lot. But it will take a few people willing to put it on the line for freedom. I think you're going to see it happen here in New Hampshire, much to the government's chagrin. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit. But they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days. Without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
The Road Warrior Radio Broadcast, bringing you the quickening. Are you tired of talk shows that preach over you and talk over your head? Eric Arthur Blair, commonly known as George Orwell, said the great enemy of clear language is insincerity. Are you looking for a fresh new voice in the fight for liberty? Then tune in to Road Warrior Radio, bringing you the quickening on the one and only GCN Network. Live Sundays at 11 Pacific and 1 Central, or on demand at roadwarriorradio.com. The Road Warrior is a program dedicated to you, the listener. Are you tired of all the misinformation and lies? Are you hearing too much noise and not enough signal? The Road Warrior Radio unveils the truth and exposes the lies and disinfo that pervade society. Have you noticed all areas of American civics have slanted in to usher in the one world nation state? The Road Warrior Radio Broadcast is dedicated to presenting the quickening at hand. Time is running out. Tune into the quickening on the Road Warrior Radio Broadcast, sponsored by FreeFromMortgageDebtNow.com.
Attention GCN listeners, would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
The whole country's on a bus with a crazy driver. If the passengers can't get hold of the wheel, we're all going to go over the cliff.
GCN brings you Uncivil Liberties, a political thriller ripped from today's headlines, domestic spying, wiretapping, government chipping, and more.
The enemy of my enemy is my ally.
For your copy of this hard-hitting film that will open your eyes, go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD for only $13.95.
People should look one another in the eye before they go killing for causes.
That's UncivilLiberties.com to view the movie trailer, read reviews, and purchase the DVD.
I have always kept the interests of my country first and foremost. And I always will.
UncivilLiberties.com. Because in this world, liberty is all that we have, and we must take it back. Support independent media. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And Mark.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. The features for free. Enjoy those on us. If you like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, then go shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link. Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. Doesn't matter what you're buying. Could be brand new from their 41 categories to shop in, or it could be a used item as well. Even a downloadable purchase, like we were talking about yesterday, the MP3s, for instance, or the Amazon Unbox, where you can actually watch videos on your computer. All of that, we will get a percentage if you enter through amazon.freetalklive.com. We continue with your phone calls. Mike in Illinois, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark. Hello, Mike. Illinois, Mike.
Oh,
going once.
Hello,
Mike.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's on your mind?
You always have a delay, like 3 seconds from the time you say hello till I can say something to you.
Well, it's probably because the board op's trying to figure out which line you were on and press the right button.
Okay.
So it gets
good
it right.
I just wanted to, I kind of had a question for you about civil disobedience. Now,
yes,
are you talking overtly or covertly?
Well, both. I mean, obviously, it's easier to do covertly. Millions of Americans do it every single day when they smoke marijuana, for instance.
Avoid paying certain, you know, taxes, you know, don't report income.
But I'm talking
like
about overt, because when a business owner, for instance, makes a stand for freedom, it generates news coverage. People pay attention, and hopefully one person doing it will lead others to do it. Of course, it'd be better if they teamed up together before they went out there and made that stand. But I think if you do it overtly, then it generates publicity, and generating publicity means people will start talking about it, and people talking about it means that they might start getting ideas into their head, too.
Right, and I agree completely. I mean, I do a lot of, believe me, a lot of things covertly myself. But my question is, you also talk about nonviolence, okay? So how do you do something overtly against the federal government when you know they're going to use force against you? And how do you, do you buckle down? Or do you fight
back? Do you know that they will use force against you?
Yeah. You see it every day.
Well, I think that's an illusion. I mean, we know they do use force against people, but the question becomes, how many people being disobedient would it take for them to just decide to leave you alone?
Yeah, that's the it's not a so much a problem I have with the whole idea. I agree completely. I'm just trying to look, you know, more than 10 minutes in front of me.
Yeah. Well, to answer your question about the violence issue.
Don't get me wrong. I'm not disagreeing with you at all. I mean,
right.
I'm all for it. But I just don't know if something like that would work for the average person out there, because they would see their neighbor do something and have ATF or the IRS or somebody come beat down their door, and then, hey, that'll shut them up. That'll
well, that's why most people are not cut out for this. I mean,
right.
Even in the American Revolution, most people weren't interested in playing because they're just frightened and they're sheep and they're just not interested in putting it on the line. It is going to take a very special kind of individual who is willing to risk his or her semi-freedom in order to achieve more freedom into the future. But to answer your question about violence and retaliation against the government, we've certainly discussed this time after time, and I'm sure it will keep coming up as we continue to do the show, but, you know, it doesn't make sense right now to respond with violence. We are not to that point yet, I don't believe. And I would say that it would make more sense to live to fight another day, even if that meant you did have to go into a jail cell. At least at some point you would be able to get out and continue. Whereas if you're violent, then they are absolutely going to kill you, and then you're done for.
Yeah, I'm the type of person. See, here's my dilemma. My whole thing is, if they were okay, if I did something overtly, and they came for me using violence, a threat of violence, I would have to defend myself. I would have no choice, because to me, I'd rather be dead than sitting in a jail cell. You know what I'm saying?
I agree. I agree with you. And at some point, some people may decide to make that kind of a stand. I can't advocate for it because I don't think it's the right time for that. But if
right.
it's the right
it's
time
not
for
so
you
much,
personally,
it's
if it's
not
the
so
right
much
time,
advocation. It's just a matter of. That's the only way it can be for someone like myself. I
see where you're coming from. If they pushed you
to
that point, I'm with you, man. If they pushed you to that point, then if you have nothing else going for you to where that's something you're willing to do, I can understand. There's a certain line in the sand that everybody has. All I'm saying is I don't think we're close to that line, at least for me yet.
Well,
I don't think we're close to that line.
It's an individual thing. Yeah. Well, so, I mean, it's hard to say, well, I don't think – you're talking about it like it's a everybody's in this together type of thing. I think it's more of an individual, like, where's your line? Because
well,
a lot of people will say, well, my line is, well, I'll go to jail. I'll spend 5 years in prison and then get out and then carry on with the cause. Where somebody like myself, I couldn't do that. I could not say, okay, put me in jail for 5 years for something
hold on
I
just a
think
second.
Is unjust.
Before you go on with that, that's a bunch of bull. I have heard, I've been in prison for 9 years. Everybody and their brother has told me, well, I couldn't do it. I'd hit the fence. No, you wouldn't. You do your time.
Believe me, Mark. I've been in situations where I probably should have died in the past.
You would fall up, you know, the correctional officers make sure you fell up a flight of stairs a couple of times, and you'd do what you were told. But besides that.
No, before I even got there.
Let's talk about lines in the sand real quick.
All right.
There are people out there who said, this is my line in the sand. Ed Brown, familiar with the case, the guy who didn't pay his taxes.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
It wasn't going to pay his taxes, the court, you know, and kangaroo court and the whole deal. Well, you know, they came and they got him and they put him in jail, and who cares about Ed Brown now?
Well, I do.
Yeah, well, you care about him, but, you know, how much do you care about him? It's
right.
Nothing's happening. Nobody
I'm
bought Ed Brown's house or his stuff
myself.
And gave it, you know, tried to get it back to him. Nobody's getting him out. I mean, it's just, you know, nobody's standing outside the federal prison where he is with a laws rocket shooting it at the wall.
Exactly.
Now, that would be effective.
Gives a damn about Ed Brown, really.
I agree. To that point, I don't. I have to admit, I don't give a damn about Ed Brown. I do, in a sense.
Right. I wish all the best to Ed, and I wish that he hadn't gone and all those
right.
other things.
Because,
but,
you know,
I'm not doing anything out of my life for it.
Self-preservation and my own freedom.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I care about.
Sure. And,
you know, and I hate to admit it. It sounds selfish, but...
That's okay.
You know,
that's why you're here. You're here on this, you know, planet to be selfish. It's your life. You should be.
Right. Well,
you know,
there's
just no... If you resort to violence with them, it seems to me, even when they're being violent with you, if you resort to violence with them, you're going to lose the PR
right.
war, and we're just, you know, it's just not going to be successful. You're just going to be another nut,
yep.
like the guy in the Killdozer,
right.
like Carl Draga, you know, like so many people who have, you know, had enough of the government, gone in and shot the mayor in the head,
right.
and now he's a nut.
We may understand it. People like us may get it. We may understand where you are coming from, but the fact is the majority of the people out there are going to see you exactly as Mark suggested. They're going to see you as a crazy, and they're going to see the government as the victims, which that's not how we want things to look. We want it to look like the government is the victimizer, which
that's
they
right.
are.
And civil disobedience is the best way to expose that.
So I would say for someone like you, if you feel that strongly that you would not be able to engage in civil disobedience and stay nonviolent, then I would say you should continue flying under the radar.
I think so too, because I have a lot of strong self-preservation function in my body where it doesn't want me to go.
Yeah.
I don't want to be chained, you know.
Right. What we
I don't
need
want to be held down by anything.
We need a bunch of Gandhis, basically. We need a bunch of nonviolent, disobedient people that are going to show the state for what it is, and that is a violent organization.
Well, I think we need moles within the system that are sympathizing.
I was talking about
as far as
the disobedience is concerned. We need the Gandhi
right.
types to do the disobedience, whereas the guys like you are sort of the underground supporters. You might be somebody that could fund one of the Gandhi types without
exactly.
having to show
well,
yourself.
Just non-participation, as much non-participation as one can do by flying under the radar. That helps. It helps hugely.
Sure. That's true. But money helps,
that's,
too.
I mean, that's why when I do things, I do it under the radar because I know for a fact they would come after me. If the things I'm doing now I did out in the open and let them know, I'd be a dead man because there's no way I could end up in a jail cell. So that,
I know the
and
feeling,
I don't
my
want
friend.
That to happen.
Yep.
So that's my dilemma, you know.
Well, I would say stay underground, support as much as you can from the position you're in financially, and just encouraging others to step outside of their boxes and their boundaries and help people, you know, help spread the message of liberty, help change people's hearts and minds, because that's one of the more important parts is helping the American people understand what liberty is all about again, so that when those Gandhis are out there doing their disobedience, they'll take our side instead of taking the law and order side and demand
right.
a crackdown. Thanks for the call tonight,
right
dude. We appreciate it.
That's what I was going to say, is I think that if we can remain, keep the moral high ground here, then you're going to get more public support. And if you don't keep the moral high ground and you lash out, even though you might be justified for defending yourself,
yeah.
you look like a nut and then you lose the moral high ground.
Absolutely. Then you're just lowering yourself to their level. They should be the violent ones, and I don't want to be a victim, but it's for a good cause. And some people are willing to take that stand and be the Gandhis of this movement. I'm not one of those people yet, but I'm going that way slowly. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. As you know, GCN is a huge supporter of Ron Paul and all he stands for. That's why, for a limited time, I have personally set aside commercial inventory allowing advertisers the chance to show their personal support for Ron Paul while promoting their products. If you would like to voice your support for Ron Paul's march to the White House and have thought about advertising on GCN, give us a call at 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327, or go to GCNlive.com today and click on the Support Ron Paul link on our home.
Are you concerned?